Okay, we're live. Welcome to another Nerd Stalker interview. Good morning. This is Greg Blurry, aka Social Greg on Twitter for the Nerd Stalker Media Network. Today we talk with Tim Sinclair, CEO of Ringer. Ringer allows you to record a conversation with anyone, anywhere in the world and on any device and have it sound like you're in the same room. And what we're going to do, pretty unique here on Nerd Stalker, we're actually going to recorded on his application through my Android phone, and it's on right now with Tim, and I'm actually going to post produce that and use that audio in Final Cut Pro with this broadcast with the final version of this. So whatever you hear here on YouTube is in the Google version, and actually it'd be kind of cool if we could actually compare an overlay. So anyway, good morning, Tim. Thanks for joining us here, Nerd Stalker live from Champaign, Illinois.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. I appreciate you having me on, and we've sort of hacked our way into this, but it will be fun to do and to see the two back and forth together.
No, this is good. Well, anyway, tell me about, some of your background and how, the idea you had to start Ringer.
Well, I got into radio about 18 years ago. So I've worked all over the country hosting radio shows, and that's been my life, in the production room and on the air, and really developed a love for interviews, but a hatred for them as well, because they all sounded terrible. Nobody you want to talk to is ever in the same city. You know, they're always somewhere else in the world. And so you got to somehow get them on the air with you. And we've always done it through the phone. And they all sound awful. I often compare it to Neil Armstrong on the moon. It sounds exactly like that. And that was 45 years ago. And you go, how have we not figured out a way to make this sound better? And so I went about trying to create a way that we could connect with someone, record that conversation using the device that everybody already has, no expensive equipment, no crazy software, record the conversation, put it together again on the backside, and have it sound like we're sitting across the table having a conversation.
Wow, that's incredible. So when did you get this idea, and how long did it take to implement
it? It was a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago now, that I first had the idea. An artist that we played on the radio station where I worked was a friend of mine, but lived in Nashville, and I wanted to use some audio from him. And so I emailed him, and I said, Dave, I'm going to send you some questions in this email. Open up voice memos on your phone, record the answers, and then email it to me. See if it'll sound better than a regular phone interview. And he did, and it sounded great. And I went, if a phone with its little mic on the end and its internal recorder can sound this good with a little post-production and a little creativity, what if we could talk and both of our phones could record in a live environment? How would that look? And really, that sort of is what took me down the path of, okay, well, let's have his phone record him. Let's have my phone record me. Then we'll put those together on the backside. And if we can figure out a way to make those sync, the finished file is going to sound amazing. And that's what Ringer is.
Yeah, that, is incredible to me. At first, I think the people who were in one of your classes at the Accelerator program at Ocean kind of introduced us.
Yeah.
And at first I thought, oh, is this just another WhatsApp app? But then I started thinking about it. And then, oh, no. And then actually, well, it'll benefit me, right? So I started thinking about this, like, oh, this is interesting. And I just that week recorded an interview with a guy in Austria creating, he's from like AKG, right? Right, high quality stuff,
right?
Right? So he created this Bluetooth hardware thing on Indiegogo, right? And then I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. Then I came across yours, and I thought, well, this is even better.
Yeah. Well, it's been fun to see people's eyes kind of get real big and go, oh man, if we could do that, that would be amazing. And man, you play the audio back, and I think everybody, in the middle of it right now, we're hearing typical voice over IP audio. We've created our own voice over IP network, like a Skype or FaceTime. And so it sounds okay. Pretty much like you would normally hear a Skype or FaceTime call, which is good. It's better than phone. But then when you hear what it actually sounds like after it's been recorded, we're not recording any of the transmission. We're just using a mic on my end and a mic on your end to record what's actually happening. And that sounds tremendously better, and we're not too far away, just a couple of months away from supporting external mics. So now you'll be able to plug in a Lightning port mic to your device, and now it sounds studio quality all the time, and we're really excited about that.
So this isn't just for interviews, right, Tim? I mean, musicians could even collaborate a little bit, right?
In theory, yeah. The syncing, I mean, it syncs almost perfectly every time. I mean, it's really, really close. And for conversation, it's perfect. For music, you could technically all play together. The adjustments after the fact in post-production might have to be a little bit more significant than it is for a conversation. But we give you every track individually. So when we go to conference calling, for example, which will happen later this year, it won't just be one-to-one. It could be four or five or six people. You would get all six of those tracks individually and the mix down. So you could take all six and move them around slightly if you needed to. And, you know, I think the possibilities with that are endless.
Oh, absolutely. It just hit me when I was kind of thinking about this whole thing about, you know, just recently getting a lot of audio type interviews, and, you know, it just hit me about musicians just now. But I, you know, in 2 years, technology must have always helped you, right?
Yeah, I honestly think why 2 or 3 years ago when I started floating this idea to people, they all told me no, is because the technology wasn't quite there yet. We're asking phones and tablets to do a lot. They have to connect on voice over IP and send a low quality audio back and forth that way. They also have to record in high quality at the same time, that same audio stream on its own end, and then upload that after the fact. And so that, you know, for a typical phone 2 or 3 years ago, that was a significant ask. And, you know, Wi-Fi networks and 3 and 4G networks and LTE, they weren't as strong. So your access to those and your consistency with those was lower. But now we found that 3G, 4G, LTE, Wi-Fi, you can record a conversation. We literally had two people, I believe in California, they were co-hosts of a podcast together, and they recorded their podcast in separate cars on their way home from work because they could. And so we've really found that that technology increase and the speed increases in both the phones and the networks really allowed us to be able to make this happen.
So let's, you know, shift to some of the technology stuff. You had mentioned offline that, you know, you have some, you know, you have some IP protecting some of this stuff. So, I mean, that's gold, man. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're still in the process of it. We filed quite a while. Yeah, that's all right. It's been filed. And we did searches and we looked through all the potential people that might be in our space or that we might be in their space, and seemed to find a fairly good hole where we could live of white space that nobody's in at the moment. And the goal is to be able to not only protect what Ringer does now, but to do the exact same thing with video and to do the exact same thing with conference calling. So again, instead of just a one-to-one audio, you could do one-to-one video. And then in both the audio and video spaces, we can layer not just two, but 4, 6, 8, or 10 people at the same time.
I mean, this is really cool because, like, you can see, you know, on our screen here, you know, yeah, I have this big ass 1-inch condenser mic that just gives my voice a little bit warmer. But, you know, but that's a tone that's really kind of soothing in a way, if you think about it, you know, that type of voice. And if your service could give that same type of voice, man, that's just awesome. And, you know, I wanted to ask you, you know, a couple more questions about, you know, you don't need a special mic. It just uses the mic through your phone, right? So any phone will work, right? Android or iOS.
Correct. Right? And like you see, I'm using the white ear pods now. That works really well too. And in like I mentioned, in a couple of months, we will begin supporting external mics. So if you have a Lightning port mic or something else to plug in your Android device, those will work as well. And then a desktop version is coming too. So if you already have a rig set up with a board and mic and compressor, you'll be able to run this off your desktop or laptop with your existing setup and communicate with, you know, with me. I could be in line at Starbucks doing an interview, and it would sound like I'm sitting there with you.
You know, that's just awesome. I mean, now, let's shift a little bit about the business since you went through the Ocean Accelerator program, and you know, we can talk a little bit about that as well. But like with the business side here, I mean, I see a couple plays for you guys. I think one in my mind when you just talked about the IP is actually licensing this technology to, you know, like making my Google Plus interview sound good, like to Google or something like that. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes, it would.
I mean, what do you got? What are you guys thinking about this?
Yeah, when Google buys stuff, they usually don't spend 10 or 15 bucks on it. They usually invest a little. So I'd be okay if they wanted to license the tech. Yeah, I think you're right. There's one, especially in the conference call space, the Skypes, the Googles, Zoom, WebEx, you know, all those. I think there's some potential licensing opportunities there. We also believe, and it's fun when you create something. One of the best parts for me is to see how other people decide to use what you've created in ways that you never expected them to do. And we've had people in medical consultations say, "Oh, we could use this for doctor to patient things where we need records and we need to, you know, have copies of those kinds of things." Legal depositions is another one. You know, all of those have to be recorded in some way, shape, or form. And if you're transcribing any of this, crappy audio gives you crappy transcription. Great audio gives you great transcription. And so we feel like for people who need things to be transcribed, it is incredibly valuable that they have really high quality audio to do so. And so we believe that maybe in a job interview or some of those other ways that I mentioned, that would be a gigantic benefit to those folks. So yes, it's in broadcast, TV, radio, podcasting, but there are a lot of business and commercial applications we believe as well.
Now, how you know, I think you're going to get this common question if you do a pitch at any pitch event here in San Francisco or anywhere. So how do you monetize this initially?
Well, right now, we're in beta at the moment, and we've been in beta since we released the iOS in January. Have seen really good traction, a lot of people trying it out, 20 or 30 countries people have been using it, and connecting between countries, which is, you know, that's huge to be able to talk to somebody on the other side of the planet where it sounds like they're in the room with you. It's been fantastic. Ultimately, though, in the fall, we're going to move to a monthly payment model. And so what that will be is for interviewers, an interviewee will never pay. They will always be invited into a conversation for free by the interviewer. But for interviewers, it'll be 19 bucks a month. Unlimited interviews, and all the bells and whistles. So you can do as many interviews as you want. You get the highest quality audio. You get all the different file types, and we give you a mono mix down, a stereo mix, each track independently. We'll be able to auto feed to Dropbox or other services that you want, the external mics, all that kind of stuff will be included. And 19 bucks a month will get you in, and you'll be good to go.
Wow. That's incredible. So how big is your team? I always ask a startup this thing, you know, because I'm always amazed they'll say two people.
Right, right. Well, for the last year, I have been the only employee, full-time employee. Now, and that, not even that, the last 4 months are the last time I've been getting paid. So, however, I've got a team of three guys who are mainly in the tech space. Two are tech guys, one's more design web guy, and they're spread out all over the country and the world. There's one here in Illinois with me, there's one in Virginia, and there's one in the UK. And two of the three have their doctorates in all things tech. In fact, one of them is one of the world's foremost authorities on audio manipulation and recommendation and search. He's unbelievable at what he does and has helped architect this solution. And we just closed another round of funding last week, actually. And so these guys are now on with us 90 to 95% of their time. They dropped some other gigantic projects to join us. And so we're hitting the ground running like today.
Wow. So are you pretty much bootstrapped at this point?
Well, to an extent. I mean, it depends on your definition of bootstrapped. We started about a year ago, and we did have some funding to come in, a small amount of cash to use. And then me and my tech guys, I donated all my time. They greatly reduced their time for a convertible note, some ownership in the company. And then as of about a week ago, when we get this next somewhat larger round of funding, you know, we're taking salaries and moving forward as as if it was our full-time job.
Wow, that's cool. And, you know, you're a graduate of the Ocean Accelerator Program, which, you know, Fab Lee, I interviewed a few weeks ago when he was here in San Francisco. And, you know, did you think about going to an accelerator program to really kind of sharpen this business model of yours? Or did, I mean, what was some of your thinking about joining an accelerator?
You know, that story is kind of a funny one. My journey has been incredibly unusual. Back when we started, I had the idea, but I had no money, no team, no nothing. And I walked into a venture capital place and I said, hey, here's my idea. I don't have anything. And that was on Friday. And on Monday, they had offered me money. It was unreal. And so then that same place in October, on October 30th, sent me an email and said, hey, you might be interested in this accelerator, Ocean. The deadline is tomorrow, but if you want to submit something, go ahead. And I went, okay. I really hadn't thought about an accelerator at all. And so I submitted something, and like a month later, they said, hey, you want to come? They had had a couple hundred people apply. They took 10, and for some reason, we were one of them. And so in hindsight, I should have been thinking about an accelerator because I'm not a business guy. I'm a radio guy. I'm a creative. I'm a communicator. I'm a voiceover. I'm all those things, but I'm not a business guy. And so it proved to be invaluable to me. But the way it happened, I quit my job before I was accepted. And the next day they called and said, hey, you want to come? My last day on the air, Ocean started the next business day, but I didn't know it until after the fact. It was like all these things have lined up just to sort of go, hey, this is what you're supposed to be doing. And so here we are.
So yeah, as they say in Shark Tank, you're all in now, huh?
Yes, yes, and when you're all in, you know why they call it Shark Tank.
Yes.
There are multiple reasons.
Oh my god, oh my god! But you know, I was just kind of thinking about this. Wow, that's an incredible story. I hear, you know, kind of like these happenstance stories from other entrepreneurs that I interview, but. You know, everyone's kind of unique. They always have their own little path of how they're kind of going. So this is going to be kind of cool, maybe in another year to follow up with you and do a lot of this stuff. But, you know, we'll close off the interview. Looks like my phone had plenty of storage time. So I think
good.
We're okay.
Good. We're still going.
We're still going. We're still going. But, you know, you might want to tell the Nurse Hogan audience how to, you know, get a hold of Ringer and, you know, and you know, some of the other things we just talked about.
Yeah, ringer.com, RINGR.com. There's no E at the end of Ringer. And Tim at ringer.com is my email address. If you want to have me on your show or have questions about the platform, I'd be more than happy to talk with you. Then you can download the app, RINGR, on the App Store or on Google Play. As we have learned in the last couple of weeks, there is one out of India. Greg found this out the hard way. That just started with the exact same name. We have the orange logo. So check that out. And seriously, we are just in this phase of trying to get as many people to test it out, tell us what they think. We are making changes based directly on what users are saying. I have a lot of experience in the space, but I by no means have all the experience in the space. And that's why we're taking people and to go, hey, what do you want? What's good? What's bad? What's ugly? And come September, anybody who's used it up till September will get gigantic discounts for the first year. So that $19 a month will get cut in half for you if you jump on here early.
Wow. I'm on that program.
Yes, so, you're in.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm in there. But another question, how did they feedback back to you? Did he do through the app or did he just email Tim Sinclair and you get 10,000 emails?
Well, you can. People have done both, which is fine. You can. There is a place within the app to send feedback directly to our team. But again, I'm willingly giving out my email address against tim@ringer.com. And you can send questions and comments and feedback to me directly if you'd like to.
Well, there you go. He's all in, guys. He's even giving his personal email address, the CEO of Ringer. So anyway, thanks for joining us, everyone. That was Tim Sinclair, CEO of Ringer, helping us get high-quality audio over our mobile devices. So I appreciate that. And thanks for joining us, everyone. This is Greg Loria, a.k.a. Social Greg on Twitter for the Nerdstalker Media Network, where we believe in tech, startups, design, and you. Thanks for joining us, everyone, and be careful out there. Hey, thanks again, Tim. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you, Greg. Oh, I got to turn my...
It's loading.
There we go. Mine will do the same. Just leave your app open until it finishes loading.
All right. And that was fun. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah, thank you.
You've been on radio.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, and I still do public address, so for a lot of sporting events. So I talk a lot for a living.